They're not new to you, but one going to be dealing with the spirit, the other one going to be dealing with the soul. That's what we're praying about. One going to be dealing with the spirit, the other one going to be dealing with the soul, and the other one, they're all in the book of Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians 4 first, 4:11. We got to get there. The body of Christ got to get there. And then Ephesians 4:11 is, I would say, the spiritual statistics of where we should be as Christians. And sadly to say, very few have walked in that area. So we'll read that, Ephesians 4:11. We'll pray about that, mark that, you're going to pray about that. That we're coming into our right rightful places, that we can handle things more better. In Ephesians 4:11, and he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfection of the saints. It's very important, that's maturing of the saints. So we're going to begin to pray about maturity for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. The whole body of Christ is supposed to be working in the ministry. All right? The next thing, verse 13 says, till we all come into the unity of faith. So those things, unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, until a perfect man, complete, matured, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This will not happen automatically. 14th verse, that we henceforth be no more children, no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning crafts in it, all that done got in, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ. And then the 16th verse, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted at which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every joint, every part, you see it?
Yes, sir.
Make it increase of the body, not the pulpit, the body, unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, you're going to have a certain spiritual growth for that, consistently. Go back to Ephesians 1 now. Ephesians 1, that prayer, after many years revealed to me, that prayer is for your spirit. We'll go to Ephesians 3 in a few minutes. That prayer is for your soul. And tonight I'm going to deal with your soul more deeply, where you can see some things, understand some things, grow, overcome some things. There now in Ephesians 1, you can see it's a prayer that you must have revelation. And revelation comes from the Holy Spirit to your spirit. The revelation comes from the Holy Spirit to your spirit. All right? Now, prayer is not you talking to God. Prayer is you talking to God and God talking to you. So what I want you to do in the prayer tonight, I want you to pray and listen. Expect a conversation in your spirit. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
See, prayer is not a one-way street. Prayer is you talking to God and God answering you, especially praying in the spirit. It says, Paul said, I pray for he that pray in an unknown tongue, speaking in an unknown tongue, pray for interpretation. I did it about an hour, and I was flooded out when he revealed that to me, that praying in the spirit, you got to listen to, and he'll talk to you. Okay? And whatever he say to you may not be grammatically right, but you write it down. Paul said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard, I saw, and I wrote. So you should never go to prayer without a pad or something, because God gonna speak to you, and it'd be fragment of conversation or statement, but when you meditate on them, a whole flood of wisdom come upon you from praying. So let's think about it tonight. We're going to pray. We're not going to just say, we're going to listen. You should, you're praying in tongue, but you listen because God wants a conversation with you. And he wants what you're praying to be answered. Now, you may not be able to grasp all this. You may think it's just preacher talk. No, no. It's a level that God is growing his ministry in, and you all got to pay attention. All right? You got to pay attention. So, see, a lot of probably, most probably, including myself, it's a lot of our answers we missed. Because we're looking for them far off next week or next month. And God, right there in that prayer room, when you're praying in the Spirit and talking to him, tell you exactly what to do. Now you're gonna get more things. You start listening, you'll get more things. In this prayer here, Paul was trying to, the church is a grace-based station. The church is owners, full of owners. You are owner. You understand? You are owner what Jesus paid for. You are owner. You don't have to beg for it. It's yours already. All right? So grace opened up your ownership. The grace of God. When you see grace, that's your ownership being opened up. And all you got to do is apply faith. All you got to do is apply faith. All right? So now, in this prayer for your spirit, here in Ephesians 1:15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, we got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and love unto all saints, cease not to, Apostle Paul, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Here's some of the things I'm going to pray about, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Now, just like Paul historically wrote this, they wrote this, tonight, as an apostle, I'm speaking this to you. This is what I want you to expect. I want you to be open, not for normal. Not for normal. But the supernatural. That the God of our Lord, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, spirit of wisdom, and revelation, spirit, in the knowledge of him. So there's certain things we're not going to know unless we know it in the spirit, see? 18th verse, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's, I was talking to the Lord the other day, and he says, faith has eyes. When faith is manifesting, you see something that you would not be able to see normally. So when you're praying, we'll be praying in a few minutes, when you're praying, expect to see. See what? What God is showing. All right? Now, I feel the dimension of the Spirit coming in here now. See, because a whole new area. I don't care how long you've been in church. I've been, all these years I've been in church, and it's just a refreshing place that God want to take the church in. Places they've never been, all right? And verse 18, now read verse 18 with me. Now, you can't have this blind. What he has provided for you, the thing that God doing for you, things God have done for you, you cannot see it physically, you cannot see it mentally. You have to have your spiritual eyes opened by the Holy Spirit that you can see it. All right? Okay. All right. Let's go to the 19th verse. Read the 19th verse. You're not going to get that by just reading the Bible. You really, and I'm going to say it, you're really going to have to be in a church that is teaching it. Amen. You're going to have to come, the pulpit going to have some revelation when they're ministering to you to take you to another level, because the levels never stop. Write that down. The levels never stop. The levels of dominion never stop in a believer. What verse you was in? What verse was in? 19, okay. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to those who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, what he wrought in Christ, he's already done. Yes, when? When he raised him from the dead. Yes, and what else? Set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Now watch this. I don't know why I know why. We give the devil so much credit. Far above all principalities and powers and might, all of them, and dominion, and every name, that not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And has put all things, talking about you now,
yes,
under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church. He talking about you too.
Yes,
if you're talking about Christ, he's talking about me.
Yes.
Which is his body, the fullness of him, fullness of him that fits all on. Now look at chapter 3, and you're gonna pray for them from those three texts. We're gonna turn you loose, and you're gonna pray from those three texts. And the reason you had to pray from those three texts, when I start talking tonight in service, you're gonna have to be out of Sunday school. You're gonna have to be able to hear, and you're gonna have to be able to accept, and you're gonna have to be able to believe. All right? Because I won't be talking regular up here tonight. And I'll be talking about your soul again tonight. But there are three points about your soul you're going to find out tonight that going to change your life completely. All right. Stop signs, blockage, whatever damage been activated through your soul are going to be operated on tonight. All right. But you're going to have to be in a certain position. See, your spirit and your soul are going to have to be in a certain position. Not just your spirit, but your soul also. So we go over here now. And I'm after many years of reading, I didn't recognize that God had used Apostle Paul. Let's see, I have 5 minutes. Apostle Paul to put a prayer out on the spirit and a prayer out on the soul. Then in the fourth chapter about the fivefold ministry gifts and where is the church supposed to be going? At what level a full believer should be. And you're going to see it here. Now in this 11th verse and the 12th verse of Ephesians 4, read the 12th verse. Keep reading. Knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All right, now, verse 14 is very important. Once you mature at a certain level, you're through being deceived. All right? Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
See, your maturity, spirit, soul, and body, will place you in control. So now when you read scriptures, if thou can believe all things that possible him that believe it, it's just going to be part of your package. Because you understand, listen to me very carefully, your divine rights. Right? Your divine rights are supernatural. Okay? Your divine rights, I want you to get this too, are already completed. You're not trying to make nothing happen. You're not trying to build nothing. You're just trying to go in the building already built. Or go in the blessing already blessed. Are you following me? Because I'm going to need you as receptors tonight. Because I'm going to go places that if a person's not ready, they're going to be fumbling around. They're not going to be understanding what I'm saying. So as we pray tonight, we're getting those two prayers, and them two prayers leading us to that position. Prayer one, prayer two, position in Ephesians 4. All right? It's just trying to finish reading this prayer. Whoa. What verse was in? 14? Go ahead and read it. To the 16. truth and love may grow up with your head even crying. Verse 16. Every joint supply. Now we're praying these three scriptures to set Word of Life Christian Center members up and all who joining with us from around the world to go into deeper dimensions of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right? It's a setup. And so tonight you're listening, even though you knew those voices, but tonight your listening going to be different.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to hear more.
Amen.
And you're going to be able to do more. And the things that you may be dealing with will be peeled off. Because you're going to be anointed enough to not just say word, but demand and command things to obey you.
Hallelujah.
Because of who you are.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So now I want you to have your pad and your pen ready, whatever. You can go wherever you want these few minutes and make sure you take a note. You might take one part of that first prayer. Like, say, for instance, go back to Ephesians 1. Look at verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto, see you, you say me, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of my understanding. You got it. So let's start praying. Start moving around, start praying. We're getting ready for the service, so we're gonna be open with these prayers. Find your place. Girls, y'all just put up with me a little while. I'm just interrupting for a reason. Don't think I don't appreciate you. There's certain things, Lord. Help your ears now. Help your ears. Help your heart. Get ready to grow. Give us your understanding, Lord. We're here. We're preparing the atmosphere for the saints of God all over the world. Here, Word of Life from all over the world. They'll be online tonight. Men and women of God. Time to grow. Time to flow. Oh, Baba Basa Kata Tara Tata Yekishiko Rabba Baba Kasha Tari Kitero Koshiri Rabba Baba 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 Roko Shuru. Pray the old scripture as you pray in the spirit. Pray the old scripture. Let it happen into you in your spirit and in your soul. Hatata la Baba Sako Shiketeri Barataya Kuro Baba Basa Kotoro Koshia. Yeri bro ma mani kish kish konananta. Kororoba suko shirigasa tarakasha tata. Thank you, Father. Shararabasa, thank you for the spirit of wisdom. Thank you for the spirit of revelation. Thank you for the spirit of knowledge. Handelaba, the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. Katarala mama kasa. Uraba baba baba basa koturu kushiri. Ruba baba basa kishikitiri brubata. Rabba baba 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 sako turu kushiri. Rama mane ketele kato kuta taraku turu kushiri. Revelation, knowledge. Sharara baba kasta ta ta ta. Wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, inheritance. Katalala bas enlightenment. Andele de boso turu kashata. Kundele boro mama Holy Spirit. Sharara baba saka ta 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 ta. Tarala mama shoko, shine the light on my spirit. Kandelili burro babasata, enlightenment. Sharara baba quicken. Andele burro babasakata, every portion. Andele baba taro, to be able to receive. Burro baba, and see. And hear. Andela babata, turn the light on our faith. Andela, turn our faith light on. Shake, Terebaba, Rokote, Revelation. Asaka, Tarala, Mamasa. Koto, Toro, Baba, Shata. Kata, Telili, Mongre, Tekede, Lemon, Sukudiri. Roma, Mama, Tekede, Lemon, Da, Taraluku, Shiki, Diri, Bandaliat. Tarala, Monku, Shiki. Rama, Monku, Shikateria, Toro, Koshiri. Roba, Baba, Satata, Pow. Let your power flow. And the Labo so coach your mighty power. The Lelebo Ruko Shirika Tatara. And the Lego so Toroko Shetiri. Toroko Shatata the Kashatata. And the Lakasha take us for above all principalities, power, might, and dominion. In Jesus' name. The Lalaba Koshidirika Satata. And put all things on our feet right now. And the Labo Satata. Kota Tata Tata Tata. Kiri bro basa, Rama mama sa, Sharara monko taraka, Kiri ta 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 ta, Rama makasha ta tarakasha, Rama baba makasha tarakasha ta, Rama mama kasha tarakasha ta, Rama baba kasa tarakasha ta, Rama baba kasa taraka. Let me tell you a secret now, and you won't ever forget this secret. When you're praying in the spirit, and God speak to you, you can keep praying in the spirit and write down what he say. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, because you're in two different territory. So as you're praying, it doesn't mean that God say something you got to stop. You keep praying and write down what he told you. Try it, you're going to see some new beginning. I've done it thousands of times. Kept praying and writing in English what he told me. All right? I want you to know that secret. Some of y'all probably knew it, but I want you to know it. Go ahead and pray now. Shiro Koshat. Pray the scripture. Call them out. I call them out. Shiro Koshiridi. Didi Buru Mama Satara Koshiridi. Dara Baba Sakoshat Tatata. That Christ may dwell in my heart by faith. I'm rooted and grounded in love. Alelebo Soko, got to be there. To the rooted and grounded in you. Shaka tarara basa. Kantele de mambranta. Katarara tataroko shikete de borroba. Rara baba, keep praying. We want to create an atmosphere in here. And we want to create an atmosphere online. Sharara, we all be on one accord. Nothing impossible for the Holy Ghost. Alelebo shaka tata. Tororoba saka tarara tataroko shidi. Dereba aikoma ta kiske talama re esko talama shakata roba babasata yeko talama shikete le man shikete under the cosh strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man, in my soul. Araba, strengthen my soul tonight. Kata tarara kosho too, then my soul will be under spirit control. Atalaba so kosha raba, then my body will come under control. Helele borro mama mama kasha tarakasha. Alele borro mama mama kasha tariyasha. Rama maso koshi diditi. Rama mama mama sa ka ta 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 ta. Tarala ba kasha ta 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 ta. Tarala ba 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 sa tarakasha ta. Tarala ba sha ta 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 ta. Andela kasha tarakoshi diditi. Andela ba ba sa ta ta ta. Arara ba ba ba. Now, recognize sense, you're praying apostolic. You're praying at the highest level any prayer can go. You're praying apostolic prayer, both Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3. And then you're praying an apostolic governing turnout in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Are you following? And your spirit and your soul will have to be on track in their own places. You're going to find out where Satan been robbing you at is in your soul. He's a soul robber. And then when he gets your soul, he got your senses, your body. All right? We're about to shut him down. All right? So now you're praying apostolic. See, because people thought they couldn't pray apostolic. There it is right there. Isn't that just for the apostle? The apostle put that out for the people. All right? Keep praying. Go ahead. Shirele kande. Kelele monkotele yesto koshiri. Ramamama kasa tarakasha. Rarababa kasa, Lord, we endorse the supernatural. Delele boro in his heart. Delele boro neke terebo soko shata. Delakasha tata. Delakasha tata tata. Faith being rooted and grounded in love. Atatarare maso. Katarakasha roko shatara tata. Lord, send us comprehension of the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height. All four. Breath, length, depth, and height. Shata taroro mankat. Iyiko telemanda. Taroro kushetara kashata tataria. Shingikiri ni mongari nankandili konta. Puro mamama nandele kasa. Ears to hear. Hearts to receive. Delele banda tata. Sharara bakata tata. Robe take control of our emotion and that are called conscious, our imaginations. We call them holy. Our thinking. Pull the holiness out of our soul and into our life. Ketere le mandalo koshiki. Shata ta 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 ta. Oh. Cherere buru nande kise. Andele bo kushata rakase. Adelako, thank you for the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Thank you that we might be filled with all the fullness of God in our soul. Shata koronande ketere ke. Fill my soul with your love. Katarala kashata. Kondele otata, katalaleyan shakata. Fill my mind with your love. Ketelele borro mama saka, kururo baba sa ta ta ta, ata ta 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 ta, tarakasa ta 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 ta, tarakasa ta 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 ta, talalabasa ta ro koshata, ro koshata, andala koshata ro koshiti. See, the Lord will speak to you while you're praying. He just spoke to me something. Love is the greatest vehicle to travel in the spirit world. Love is a vehicle. Love is a divine vehicle in the spirit world. When in the prayer, in the second prayer, you got there about love. There in that verse, I just read that love, and he told me that. In Ephesians 3, verse 19, I think. No, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith that you're being rooted. No, 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to be comprehended with all the sin. What is the bread? See, you're not going to be able to do it without love. You know why? Three words. You know why? God is love. So if you're not in love, you can't function in the spirit. That's why he gives us repentance. Emotionally, somebody get us wrong, we get mad, say something or do something. And repent immediately so you can get back in the flow of love. See, without love, you're deaf. You follow what I'm saying? And we have to understand that we can't let nobody pull us out of love. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care how they try to trap you. You just stay in love. Amen. So you can keep hearing God and God in your direction, all right? So, and look at the 19th verse. And to know the love of Christ was what? Passes knowledge. You see it? Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ was passes knowledge. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Passes knowledge. See, that's why I want you to pray those prayers. Because tonight we're going to pass knowledge. And like I told you, YouTube, the people watching increasing. I saw one of this Sunday, there were 9,000 something now. You'd be 2,000 or 3,000. But it's something that people are catching a hold to. I feel His presence right now. If you stay tuned in, you're going to sense it too. You'll get a lot of answers tonight. Because you'll come to the point in the spirit where you don't need no answer for yourself. You're praying for other people. Isn't that something? It doesn't mean things not going to come up, but you just don't need no answer. You got the answer. You just praise God. It's going to be all right. Confidence. Boldness. Confidence. Write them two words down. It means the same. Confidence and boldness should be in your heart no matter what come up. See, with the consciousness that I already own the manifestation I need. The consciousness that I already own the manifestation my body telling me I need, my mind telling me I need, but my spirit telling me I got it. So once I get my spirit over control of my soul and my body, I got it. You see, it's your soul and your body telling you you don't have it. Feeling, pain, telling you don't have it, a thought. See, but we hear the train about stuff we already got. But it has to be taught to you. That's the way He assigned, that's the way He aligned God, that's the way He aligned it up, you see. See. So what I want you to do in these services, like tonight and on Sunday, you come and pray. Don't sit there regular. See. Sit there with your revelation apron on, knowing that God's going to tell you something out of the ordinary. I know why people get tired going to church and getting nothing. Routine. Regular. No. Expect God to open something up for you tonight. I ain't thinking about no Wednesday. I ain't thinking about no Wednesday. We talking about God. See, that's how people stop coming to church. They come to church just on Sunday. They don't understand. God every day. Amen. We got 4 more minutes. You're great. 4 more minutes. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead. Katalala Mokusha. Whoever was supposed to hand it, close out. Tarakashiko to Loko Shidi Urababasata Rababasakasa. All right, word of life, you got 92 in here. That's good. Shut up in person. Karanababa, that's wonderful. Shut up, Kasha Tarayesha. Rababa said, Daddy, proud of you. Shut up, Bakuki Dishi. Delay a shaky telemas. Rubabasata, ta 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 ta. Shararabasakash. Shararabaku shiki tidi. Shalalamonku didi 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 didi. Rababakushi didi didi. Tararoko shaka tadakasa. Ramamakushi didi. And then akasha tata da kasha do. Rubababasata tata. Uma. Shidi boro mamasa. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. True prayer, spirit, soul, then results. Results. Results upon the body of Christ. That everybody can stand up for themselves. Kareburu Mamakata. Shataro Mamakate. Ramamakasatata. Father, we take ownership. Shout out tonight. Katata, we take ownership. Andelebo Rama Mamakata. Rabba, you want us to take ownership in this world. Andele Barata Kata for you. Ashika Pranekata. Kurane Shurunesh. Kurarababasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shiri Bru Mamakita. Katalede Mongidish Kandariasha. Ruba Babakata Tarakoshiti. Yibiridita. Yibirishika. Shiruru Bashata. Karara Mamo Kundrianta. Isha Brahma Mesha. Ah. Ki. Ruba Basatarakas. Sarara Baba Kushiriti. Dolo Kushiriti. Andara Baba Satarakas. Rara Baba 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 Satar. Rabba Baba Baba Baba. Andala la baba ra tarakoshi didi. Andala kasha tarakasha. Ruba basa tarakasha. Shuroko shiri didi. Andala kasha tarakasha. Andala baba baba sa tarakasha. Andale borra baba kasha. Ruba baba sa kasha. Tarakasha tarakasha didi. Uru baba baba sataria. Ru baba shata. Roma shata.
Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of those things that are happen to you in prayer when you get in prayer like this. Don't nobody get insulted. I'm going to say it just like he told it to me. I understand what he was saying. There are some things, the things that you're about to understand. And he says, the church have been like an old lady in a stable. Now, see, that's the way he talked. I understand what he's saying. He's not putting nobody down, but he's talking about somebody who may not be able to pick up that thing, need to be picked up at that time. You see what I'm saying? And so when you're not properly placed in the spirit, you like an old lady that don't understand like our ladies understand, you don't get old, in a stable. I mean, that environment don't work for an elderly lady to be in a stable by herself. And that's the way, to a large degree, in the spirit world, the church has been wearing a name, but not able to do what she's supposed to do to let the glory shine. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because that's the way he talked. Now, I want you to understand. I'm sitting here, we praying. He said, church been like an old lady in the stable. I said, what? She can't move around like when she was 15 or 20. She can't pick stuff up like she used to could pick it up. See what I'm saying? And where we coming to, my brothers and sisters, we coming to a place that we can function in the spirit accurately without fear. Because once you properly understand what God is saying to us, in this season, you're going to be fearlessly. Nothing going to bring no fear to you. Because you know, actually nothing can defeat you unless you let it. And I don't think nobody in the sound of my voice want to let nothing defeat them. And so, hallelujah. Glory. My God. Is there a place of non-defeat? Now, I'm not talking about no attacks. But once we learn how to manage our soul properly, then we'll be able to manage our bodies properly. Our soul listens to too much earth advice. And have made the church normal like everybody else. We're not supposed to be normal. We're supposed to be cutting down trees, crossing rivers. Are you following me? So I just want you to be alive and alert and aware of what God is doing at this season. People trying to get here from Brazil, Africa, Germany. They're online. They'll be online because they know something going on. It's not about a man. It's about the Spirit of God. If you hear his voice, you will go to other places. You follow what I'm saying? And so, and none of us are going to be an old woman in a stable, unable. We're going to be able to handle it. And something hit you, you're going to hit it back. You know, if God tell you to call a friend to pray with you, that's fine. But you better swing yourself first. And somebody jump on Leroy, ain't nobody swinging like Leroy going to swing. I'm going to swing myself. Yeah, I ain't going to wait till Ludo hit him. You follow what I'm saying? So the same way the Spirit will. All right, y'all get yourself together.